Hi guys, we're here with Olivia Taylor Dudley, one of the stars of The Magicians. Congrats on season two.
Thank you so much. Yeah, super excited.
I love the show. I think it's really fantastic. It kind of reminds me of X-Men, like First Class, but instead of mutants, they're magicians.
Oh, that's good. I haven't heard that one yet. I like that.
Yeah, with, you know, the Dean would be Professor X, you know. And I kind of see the parallels. You haven't heard that before?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
I know. It makes sense.
Okay. You're a little different without the glasses.
I wear glasses in life sometimes.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Half the time. I only get recognized if I have my glasses on.
Now, if there was a particular magic power that you could take from the show in real life, what would you like to use and why?
I don't know. If I've learned one thing about the show, it's magic doesn't fix anything. So I'm starting to second guess wanting magical powers.
Sure.
Invisibility would be nice. Talking to animals is actually, that one will probably never go away. I would like to talk to animals.
Wow, that would be kind of like a horse whisperer.
Yeah, totally.
Or a dog whisperer. Do you have pets at home?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Three dogs.
Aww.
Horses.
That's cute. So, what can we expect in season two, in a nutshell?
You know, in season two, at the end of season one, all of our characters were in a downward spiral, and they're not getting out of that anytime soon. So this season is definitely really dark. And we get to see them explore new worlds. I think, you know, now we get to go to Fillerene this season. And so it kind of expands. Our world expands, and it's much bigger. And we get to see what they learned at Breakbills and the magic that they learned and the skills they learned actually applied in the real world. Well, fake world. The magical world.
Right.
But where the stakes are really high. And it's no longer just learning how to in a classroom, but now it's survival. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Olivia, thanks so much for
talking
to us on Below the Belt Show.
Thanks.
Awesome. Arjun, okay. Guys, we're here with Arjun Gupta, one of the stars of The Magicians. Wow, season two?
Season two.
Going to drop soon. You must be really excited.
No, I'm stoked. We've been having a blast. I mean, just the opportunity to get to come back into the world and flush it out. And we're not rookies anymore, you know. The first season, you know, not only were all of us actors, like, this is kind of our first time as series regulars. There's a bunch of us. It was, you know, we're always working out the kinks first year. And so now we just get to play. So we're having a good time.
Fantastic. Please tell us a little about your character in The Magician.
Yeah. Penny is, Penny's a fun guy to play because he's so different than me. But, I mean, Penny's so unapologetic about the way he feels and the way he makes other people feel.
Okay.
And he sees himself as a hawk amongst pigeons. Whether he is or not is up for debate, but how he sees himself is a hawk amongst pigeons. He's a little bit of a Wolverine type character, loner.
Okay.
Loner, not really
without the adamantium.
Without the adamantium,
right?
So far, we'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe there's a crossover. I don't know. He could grow some. He could. that's Penny. In the most reductive nutshell I could put him in.
Sure. A lot of comparisons to X-Men First Class with The Magicians, instead of mutants, they're magicians, right?
Sure, I'm with that.
What do you think of that parallel?
I like it. I just watched X-Men Apocalypse the other day.
Yeah. So what magic trick would you like to take from the show and bring into real life, and why?
Well, I mean, if I could travel, like Penny does, because Penny's a traveler.
Oh, I
forgot to talk about that. He's a traveler, and so he can go anywhere. In any universe that he wants to, and so that's
in any universe.
In any universe. So that's pretty exciting. I don't know. I mean, the world. You know, I think about if there was the power to heal. You know, the world is. There's a lot going on in the world right now that needs that.
Yeah.
So if I could, if I had that, that would be really.
That would be rad.
That would be something. Yeah.
So obviously, New York Comic Con, huge event, lots to see and do here. What else are you looking forward to here at the con?
Oh man, I love. We just got to do a panel on the floor, and we get to just walk around the floor and see that the vibe at comic conventions is thrilling. You know.
Yeah.
There's a purity. There's an innocence. There's like a community, a passion. It feels so much about love, and it doesn't. I don't know, it's a pretty remarkable place. It's a remarkable, so I'm having a great time.
Awesome. Are you a fan of any particular genres or shows?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching Archie. I mean, I grew up on Archie comics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
right.
So it was all, like, it was fun to go check that little station. They've redone Archie all entirely, so it was interesting to go check it out. I'm still waiting to the convention owners or who run this thing. Asterix and Obelix and Tintin. Okay. Where are the sections for those guys? That's what I grew up with.
Well, Arjun, thanks so much for talking to us here
on
the Below the Belt Show. Tell them who you are.
My name is Arjun Gupta.
And then also let them know you're from The Magicians and you're watching Below the Belt Show.
Guys, my name is Arjun Gupta. I'm from The Magicians and we're watching Below the Belt Line.
Below the Belt Show.
Below the Belt Line is a different thing entirely. What's going on, everybody? My name is Arjun Gupta. I played Penny on The Magicians and you are watching Below the Belt Show.
Beautiful.
Thank you,
brother.
Fantastic.
Another star of The Magicians, Hale Appelman. Wow. You're actually your name is almost like you're on an Apple box. You're so much taller.
Oh,
than me.
That's true. Should I?
That's fine.
You can, okay. You can, should we do the whole interview like this?
You don't have to scrap.
I'll try.
We could try. Right, we'll try. That's your magic trick for
that's
today.
That's my magic trick. Okay.
Got to be excited to be here at Comic-Con, first
I'm
of all.
So excited.
Yeah.
Season 2 is going to be really epic and exciting, and the worlds are really expanding. Fillory is the new character of the show, and it's just a much bigger, more expansive universe that we're playing in now.
Now, Hale, what can you tell us about your character in Season 2? What kind of changes do you expect to go through?
Elliot is really taking on the responsibility of becoming the king, which is no small task, and I think he's really grappling with following through with that promise, which I think is a bigger deal than he anticipated. He's leaving Breakbills and this bubble that he knows so well that he's essentially risen to the top of, and he's entering into another world that he doesn't know the first thing about. To watch him kind of navigate that is a huge, huge challenge, and he's having a hard time.
He's having a hard time. Now, but ask everyone this. Now, what particular magic trick or act do you do on the show that you'd like to bring into real life?
Into real life. I can't tell you, because the one that I'm doing later in the season is really freaking exciting, and it would be a spoiler.
Nice.
But it has to do with a certain very specific childhood dream of mine that I get to realize on the show, which is incredibly exciting.
Okay. Now, what particular movies or television shows would you say are best influenced by The Magicians?
Well, obviously Harry Potter and Narnia, right? Mm-hmm. Fillory and Breakbills.
Absolutely.
But then also, there's like certain elements that I think take from, you know, Knights of the Round Table and The Princess Bride, or at least like want to think that, because, you know, I grew up loving those stories, so I would say those are in there probably somewhere as well.
Fantastic.
You'd have to ask Lev. I'm sure he has a list of fantasy influences.
Awesome. Now, are you a particular fan of any other TV shows or movie genres here at Comic-Con that you want to check out?
I mean, you know, it's so funny. The first time I was here, I actually got some Princess Bride playing cards, because that is like
you mentioned Princess Bride twice, so it's definitely your favorite movie.
So that's up there for sure. Yeah. Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
You know, that was up there as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like Game of Thrones. I'm sure that's huge here.
Who doesn't love Game of Thrones?
Yeah, right. Who are you if you don't love Game of Thrones? Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff here. I don't know. What else is here? Everything.
The Walking Dead.
I like The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. And I don't know. I'm
Sci-fi's
like drawing,
The Magicians.
I'm kind of a blank. Yeah, I watched The Magicians.
Well, that being said, Hale, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank
here
you
on Below the Belt.
I almost did it. I kind of did it.
That was awesome. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. Awesome.